I will say, you know, can I, on the horror movie thing?
Yeah.
You said you watched some football this weekend.
Yes, I did.
Watch some of the Chiefs Jaguars game. Is that what you did at some point?
No, but my son talked to me about it.
Okay.
Yeah, so you
didn't actually watch any of it.
No, but I listened to my son.
Or you listened to your son.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these, I don't know, I have kids right in that age of like, you know, they don't watch, I don't have them watching all sorts of, you know, horror movies or, you know, like I'm keeping them pretty much away from that. And people say, hey, you're keeping your kid in a bubble. I'm like, Have you looked at this world?
Yes.
Yeah, I want the bubble to be thicker.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
It's not a bubble. It's more of an actual wall.
Yes. I build the wall. I'm doing it in my life as long as possible.
Smart.
Because my belief is, and I could be wrong on this, but I remember growing up, and as you get older, you have plenty of time to do all the really bad things that the world offers.
Oh, no, there's nobody there to nag you to stop you.
No.
No.
You could do whatever you want.
No.
So he's going to have plenty of time. My daughter's going to have plenty of time to do all the terrible things this world offers.
Right.
But for right now, I'd like to keep them away from that.
Hmm.
And, like, they're still young enough in which, like, they're watching a horror movie. They could get scared at it.
Oh,
right?
Sure.
You know, like, I don't know what time that expires.
They're 24 and 21.
But like seriously, like I don't know. I remember moments from my childhood seeing like moments from like a Stephen King movie.
Oh yeah,
and being terrified for weeks.
Oh,
right? Like
oh, I know what you're going to talk about.
You do?
Yes, because I watched the Cowboys game.
Yeah,
right.
Right. They are running an advertisement for some Exorcist sequel.
Yeah,
in the middle of these games.
Scary
that looks
as
freaking
heck.
Terrifying.
Yeah,
and like. As a dad, who's going to be the guy getting up in the middle of the night if my kids are terrified by this? Can you stop? Can you make it, I don't know, 80% less terrifying? There's just like the faces, like the...
Oh my gosh. I saw this. I saw it like every commercial break.
Yeah.
And I'm watching and I'm like, what is happening? What is happening? I thought at first, because I was only half watching, I thought this has got to be a parody. Of something, you know, it's got to be, you know.
Because you see Exorcist, it's been done so many times,
right.
You feel like,
but
yeah.
I was like, no.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. I remember The Exorcist. I remember. I never saw it. After I moved out of my parents' house.
Right,
of course,
Dad, you saw it.
I saw a little bit of it. Yeah. But I could only, I've never watched the whole thing. I watched like 15 minutes of it. I'm like, I got to watch this movie. My sister went, she snuck out of the house. She was 16, you know, she snuck out and her friends, because this is at the time when everybody was like vomiting in the theaters and everything else. And so she's like, I gotta see this. So then she comes at night and she's too afraid to sleep in her own bed. So I have bunk beds. She sleeps in the bottom bunk for like a month. And every night she tells me about it. And I'm like... I'm like seven. Mom, I'm afraid. What are you afraid of? Demons? Why are you afraid of demons? Not because Coletta went to the Exorcist and told me all about it.
You're a good brother, I could see. But really, like...
Oh, it's terrifying.
Especially because we live in a world in which basically the only thing you can safely allow your kids to watch are sports. Like, everything else is terrible. The Disney Channel has become
terrible,
right, for your kids.
Yeah.
So you could put them in front of sports, mostly, and most of the time it's okay. And then, occasionally there'll be a commercial in which the devil's hand comes out of the screen and grasps their throat. Like, that's all. And it's like, can you, I don't know.
Can we have, there used to be... An unwritten rule. First, I think it was a written rule. Then it was an unwritten rule. The family hour.
Yeah.
When the family is watching something together, can we make it something the family can watch together?
Yeah. I get it. If you're up in the fourth quarter and it's 11 o'clock at night on a Sunday night game or a Monday night game, I understand you might have different rules there. But like the NFL, how much money do they make? Billions and billions and billions of dollars. The networks, all of the top-rated shows for the entire year are NFL games.
Do you expect us to turn down money?
Yes.
Just because it's the devil?
No. I'm not even asking you to have a standard.
I'm willing to pay what my dollars aren't good enough for you.
Just take the money from somebody else. Take it from some other evil corporate. Put cigarettes back on television, please.
So you're so much better than I am.
Wait, do you even have a Satan button over there, don't you?
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. So that's all we're asking.
Just don't scare the crap out of the children,
please.
And me, quite honestly, and me. I saw that. I could see that face in my head right now. I don't want to see that face.
Mm-mm.
Don't want to see that face. Oh my gosh, Sarah, look. Think of that face. Now look at Stu. Oh my gosh, very similar.
Very similar.
And may I just say,
yes,
you should brush your teeth occasionally.
Occasionally. Well, I think that big fluoride—it's already in the water.
Toothbrushes are evil.